about if you wanted to fix yourself something to eat without firing up the oven? What would you use to heat something in?
To heat something in?
Mm-hmm. If you didn't want to have to use the entire oven.
A skillet.
Okay. Would that
or a pan.
What about the skillet? Would that be powered by electricity?
No, you said
the top part. Right.
Yeah.
Without using any part of the oven at all.
Oh.
If you wanted to toast your sandwich or something like that.
Oh, well.
Or
a
hamburger.
A mini grill or a little electric oven,
mm-hmm.
toaster oven, something like that.
Okay. Well, you mentioned skillet. Could you have something like that that's run off electricity? You know, it has...
Mm-hmm. Yes, an electric skillet.
Electric skillet, okay. What about these things that have come, that are available just recently that cook very rapidly?
Microwave ovens.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you had to do a good bit of laundry, where would you go, say, if you don't have a washer and dryer of your own?
Laundry rack. Washer rack.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have a name for a container where you would put your dirty clothes? Maybe you keep it in the bathroom somewhere with a lid on it?
Hamper.
Yeah. Okay. And if you wanted to get your rug clean, what would you use on it?
A vacuum cleaner.
All right. And the bag that's in the vacuum cleaner that you have to change after it's full, you just call that?
Bag inside the vacuum cleaner.
Okay. And if you wanted to mop your tile floor, let's say, what would you call it?
A mop.
Okay. What about the container that you'd have your detergent in?
A pail.
Okay. What would that be made out of, probably?
Plastic or tin.
Mm-hmm. So you just call it a
bucket or a pail.
You wouldn't call it a plastic bucket? Or...
No, not really.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bucket is a bucket.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is I wouldn't have any need to use the word tin if it's a tin
mm-hmm.
bucket or the word plastic if it's a
mm-hmm.
plastic bucket.
Just
I just refer to it as a bucket or a pail.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Go ahead and ask you this, that's one of the subjects. If you were on a farm and you wanted to get some water from the well, what would you carry it in?
A bucket.
All right. What if you're going to milk the cow?
a bucket also. A bucket
okay.
or a pail.
Is there any difference?
I don't see any difference between the two words.
No, no, no.
No.
Okay. Some kitchens are equipped with these things that can reduce a considerable amount of garbage to manageable size.
Mm.
What would you call that?
Garbage disposal.
Okay.
You're talking about a compactor?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. What about the container that you would put a lot of trash and refuse in and set out for the city people to pick it up?
Trash bags.
Oh, okay. Say it's a metal container.
Garbage cans.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever seen these pretty big bins around shopping centers or behind businesses where they throw all the trash?
There.
I didn't even know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what do you call the thing?
Nothing. I mean,
is this the kind where the truck comes around
mm-hmm.
and picks it up?
Lifts,
yeah. You don't have any.
I don't have a name for that.
Yeah, have you ever heard people around here call it any kind of dumpster?
No.
Nothing like mm-hmm. that. Okay. All right. Moving on to something slightly different. The man who is in charge of a funeral home, in charge of all the preparations and I suppose some of them actually preparing the body, what would you call him?
An undertaker.
All right. And the vehicle that the body's carried to the cemetery in?
A hearse.
All right. What about a place above ground where bodies are interred?
Vault.
Okay. Do you have any other name? Maybe where a good many bodies are?
Oh, tomb comes to mind, but